For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. The publicity surrounding the Zika virus may lead some to fear a possible outbreak in America. That hasn't happened yet, but there's an epidemic already in the United States, including South Carolina, that most people don't see. It's an epidemic of heroin. Use of the highly addictive narcotic has spread rapidly in recent years. Frank Shaheen, director of the Recovering Professional Program in the Midlands, gave several reasons for this quick increase.
First, there is a glut of heroin. We're just overrun with it worldwide. They're producing it in massive quantities. The price is down. The percentage of purity today is 80 to 90% pure. It's a lot more potent than it ever was.
Shaheen said nationally, deaths from heroin overdoses have increased 286% in the last year. That figure is borne out locally, according to Captain Brian Godfrey of the Richland County Sheriff's Department Narcotics Unit.
In 2012, we only made 32 heroin cases in Richland County. And now in 2015, we were up to 162 cases, and they still had 370 cases they had to analyze.
South Carolina saw 514 overdose deaths in 2014, said Shaheen. He said many people who are now using heroin actually started with legal prescription drugs.
We had an epidemic of pain reliever addiction for some years now, and they've put on a real effort to curb that, so it's harder to get a prescription for an opioid pain reliever than it was, and so people can't get it, so they're having to turn to heroin, and heroin is plentiful and is cheap.
That, too, is confirmed by Godfrey's experience.
I always ask people when I arrest them, you know, what made you start using heroin, and they all say, generally, prescriptions. They initially started on prescriptions, the availability of them went away, and now they've moved to heroin. It's just easier to get and cheaper.
A slamming jail cell door is the last thing anyone wants to hear from the inside. Godfrey said his department is saving that experience for the big narcotics dealers.
We target heroin distributors and traffickers. In saying that, you come across heroin users. We're not in the business of putting heroin users in jail. That's not the goal. They obviously need treatment. What you got is you got heroin dealers and distributors who are taking advantage of someone who has an illness.
Shaheen said today's heroin addicts are increasingly coming from more affluent backgrounds. He works with medical professionals who have slipped into drug abuse. Shaheen named some of the signs of heroin abuse that people might recognize in a friend or family member who was using the drug.
They'll be lethargic. When they don't have their heroin, they'll be in a panic attack and stealing, especially cash. There will be needle marks. If you look in their eyes, the pupils will be pinpoint. They'll be very small. And they itch. They scratch a lot. And their personalities will change.
Lieutenant Tom Amaro of the Richland Sheriff's Department said some dealers are lacing heroin with a more powerful drug called fentanyl. But it can be so strong that any dose could be lethal. So why would someone take that risk?
It's like the next big high. And that's what people want, the next big high. They want that edge. They want that danger. So for some people, it's an excitement for them, and they want to go that next level.
Shaheen said each county has an alcohol and drug abuse treatment authority, so there's help everywhere, and it's confidential. He stressed that millions of people recover from addictions, even from heroin, and that there is hope for everyone. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.